Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people in North Louisiana. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Melanie Clark and Jaleesa Harris. Welcome.
Hi.
Glad y'all are with us today. Jaleesa, you're the coordinator here at ULM for a group called the FemHawks. Melanie's with the Wellspring Alliance, and guys, y'all are having an event on campus called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. Jaleesa, what's Walk a Mile in Her Shoes?
It's an event that is for community and students. The purpose is to kind of approach something that's very heavy in a light way to give people an opportunity to really just be aware of the issues that surround many of the people that they may know or people they don't know, just to kind of bring awareness and also ultimately prevention. But it's an event where we ask both men and women in the community and the students to wear heels or not wear heels, but we prefer for you to wear heels, and do a short walk across the bridge just to kind of show that solidarity for the people who are affected by these issues.
All right, so you're encouraging men and women to wear heels. Melanie, do we have an ambulance standing by? If I had heels on, that might be a bad thing.
It was quite interesting last year at our first event. It was fun. We had a good time.
So this will be the second Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. How many folks did y'all have last year, do you think?
I think last year we had between maybe 55 to 60, maybe 70.
Oh, that's a great turnout.
Yeah, it was a good turnout. It was a really good turnout, especially for our first year. And of those, more than half wore heels, men and women, so that was even better.
So the event is to encourage gender solidarity between men and women and stop rape, sexual assault, gender violence, bring some light to a scary subject. Melanie, you work for Wellspring. You guys deal in bad stuff all the time, unfortunately. You guys deal in a lot of good stuff, too. But sexual assault, you and I were talking just moments ago, and what's up with Louisiana? We're always sort of towards the top of the list in bad things, and I hear we're one of the states that has sort of a really elevated level.
Right. Unfortunately, Louisiana is that way with both sexual violence and domestic violence, intimate partner violence. We do have very high rates. And even for the state, our area in Northeast Louisiana has very high rates compared to other areas within our state.
I heard that we have moved up to number 2, which is not something to be proud of, although we still drop 70% because of a lot of good work from local organizations like you guys. What are some of the programs that you run for folks that that are struggling with some sort of violence?
Well, the Wellspring is the only accredited sexual assault center serving the 9 parishes in Northeast Louisiana. We are accredited by the Louisiana Foundation Against Sexual Assault to provide advocacy and counseling and other services to survivors of sexual violence. We are part of a sexual assault response team in Ouachita Parish, which consists of various different partners, including ULM. Some of the other components are medical personnel, sexual assault nurse examiners, prosecution, and law enforcement teams. So that is a big part of our coordinated community response for sexual violence.
So I happen to know some folks that have gone through some of your programs over the years. We're seeing a decline in these numbers, but do you see more women and men seeking services?
Yes, a lot of times survivors do want to seek services, but they want the confidentiality and the privacy, so they may not always, share that with other people. But they, are able to receive confidential services such as advocacy, case management, assistance with obtaining protective orders, and counseling through the Wellspring.
Jaleesa Harris is with us. Jaleesa is a coordinator for a group called the FemHawks. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of the things the FemHawks do on campus to raise awareness.
We started last year, and last year we had a privilege sponsored by the School of Humanities. We had a series of lectures on feminism, and that was kind of how we got started. We included bake sales representing the wage gap, so that was kind of our welcome to the campus. For many students, that's kind of how they got involved. Because of the bake sale, they decided that they wanted to know more about this organization, and it grew, and then now we're pretty much all over the campus. This year, we're doing another series of lectures called the Privilege Series. So the idea with FemHawks is that we're not just dealing with gendered issues, but we want to really just bring awareness to issues that our students care about and give them a platform to talk about them and to come to hear lectures from professors just really kind of have that open forum to be able to discuss these things.
The event, again, is called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, mm-hmm. and you're encouraging men and women to walk in heels through the ULM campus. If you're a guy out there, where do you find really gigantic women's shoes? You got a place for that?
Judging from last year, a lot of the guys, they actually went to, like, Goodwill.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And they kind of got affordable and then, you know, larger, because you're not really there for fashion. You're just really there for the purpose. Also, some of them were able to kind of order them online. But really just anywhere. And because we're going to do this again next year, if you do, you know, spend the money, you will use them again. So just stick them to the back of the closet and come back next year.
All right. Melanie, if somebody out there is listening today and they say, you know, I know somebody I work with, or maybe it's themselves that is struggling in some sort of violent situation. How do they get a hold of Wellspring, and what can you guys help with?
Okay. We have a 24-hour domestic violence and sexual assault hotline. That number is 318-323-1505. So they can call anytime, whether it's the person who's actually experiencing it or a friend or a family member, to get information about what their options are, what services are available to them, kind of just telling them what is available and safety planning. That's a very important part with both issues for survivors, is being able to be safe and to seek services in a safe manner.
And Jaleesa, again, the event is when and where?
April 12th. Located in the quad. We're starting at the quad. Registration starts at 3:30, and the event itself will take place at 4.
And this is a free event.
Yes.
And to find out more, you can visit wellspringofnela.org or go to our website, kedm.org.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30, here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.